me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it,
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout. The Colossus of Clout.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, George Katsarilos. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, you can tweet me a question at TCrownTom either during the show or during the week. If we use it on the show, if I like the item, you'll get in the drawing. We give away a box of cards every week, or you can call 312-332-3776. And we are giving away this week a box of 2014-15 Upper Deck Series 1 Hobby Hockey. Hockey's hot this year, so really selling a lot, probably more than I've ever sold at Triple Crown in Naperville. Now, I was reading the Tribune today. I like to check up the paper before the show starts. Got a great collectible item in there today about Chris Bryant, the Cubs' big number one hitting prospect. Apparently, somebody on Twitter tweeted Chris Bryant that he was thinking of buying a Chris Bryant game-used bat on eBay, and he tweeted to Chris Bryant a picture of it or a link to it to see if it was actually his game-used bat. Well, Bryant goes, it responds, $850, that's ridiculous. I'll send one to you. Now, I don't think we're all going to be able to get one of these. I don't think Chris is going to be able to do this for everybody. But he actually did send him a game-used bat then. Isn't that
cool.
Something?
That's
what a great
cool.
Story.
Yes.
Now, that even more, besides the fact he did seem like a good guy and he looks like he's going to be a great hitter, doesn't that make you want to root for this
Absolutely.
Guy, Chris Bryant, and really see
yep.
him succeed?
It also makes me want to send him some requests for some game-used bats and paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Chris, I could really use a new convertible. George, cool. You're going to have to get that Cubs jersey of yours signed by Chris Bryant somewhere down the road. That would be very nice, I'll tell you.
I'll work on that.
Yeah. And Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions is rolling. You've got the December auction previews up at HugginsandScott.com. Anything new?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of neat stuff that we've just gotten in and written up. I have with me today one of our writers, Steve Civiletti out of Philadelphia, comes down every couple weeks and helps us write a lot of the odd issues. Stuff that we get, not really sports related, some of the Americana things that, like, we'll get questions from the callers on, and Steve could probably give you a little idea as far as a couple of the neat things he's written so far.
Very good, Americana Steve. So that's actually good to have, because I love Americana, but I'm not all that knowledgeable about some of the prices of some of the stuff.
So, oh, yeah, and I don't have the brain capabilities to learn all that.
Yeah, it's a little late in our lifetimes to really get too new. I do like it, though, so this is a great week to call in. 312-332-3776 if you have a question about. So that would be Americana, like even political, pop culture, any of that type stuff?
Yes. Morning, Tom. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Morning.
Hi. Yes, we have a tremendous mix of stuff, and I think the political people are going to like this John F. Kennedy autograph we have that's been certified.
Ooh, nice.
SA DNA.
What do you expect on value on that? Any estimate on that, baby?
Well, it could go in the range of $2,000 or so.
Very nice. Well, if anybody has a question, Americana Steve is with us today. At the risk of mispronouncing your last name, Steve, I think I'll just stick with Americana Steve today in the description. I was looking, you've got a neat, I think it was last week's show that somebody had tweeted me a picture of a Frank Thomas first game ticket, okay, which was from, I think it was August of 1990 or maybe 91. I forget what it was. But anyway, that was pretty good. That was a few hundred dollars. In the Huggins and Scott auction, they have a Mickey Mantle debut Yankee Stadium ticket stub from April 17th, 1951. And it was versus the Red Sox. Isn't that something? I don't think they
had. That's fitting.
Yeah. I don't know if they were quite the rivalry at then that they have turned into, but I'm sure they were still a big rivalry with Ted Williams and, you know, DiMaggio and all that. There was always the comparisons there. But that's got, it's authenticated by SGC with a $900 minimum bid. I bet you haven't seen many of those, huh, guys?
Well, I'll tell you, we sold one, I think, in our archives back in 07, 08 or something. Amazingly, I want to say it went for several thousand dollars.
Well, nice. Yeah, I believe it. These now that's another thing. That wouldn't have, that wasn't signed by Mickey Mantle, you know, back in the day or anything. No.
Yeah, either of the ones we, I don't think I've ever seen a signed one.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, like you were saying, I had somebody actually after the show came into Triple Crown and was saying, I forget what game ticket he had. It might have been one of Thomas's, from Thomas's first game. And he was saying, you know, he'd really like to get that signed. And I was like, hey, if you like getting it signed, get it signed. It's not necessarily going to hurt it. There's going to be a market. Like Bill said, there might be a smaller market because some guys don't like them signed. But if you're collecting it yourself and you want to keep it and you have a chance to get a first game ticket like that signed, I would say go ahead.
Absolutely. Especially if you're going to keep it over the long haul. If that's what you want, get it signed.
Then do it. Every collection is up to the collector. Yep. You know, some guys like wacky stuff and you just never know. But to me, if you just collect stuff through your whole life that you like, typically that turns into a pretty valuable collection. If not, well, you've got stuff that you like. So.
Absolutely.
Oh, well. Now, in addition to the article about Chris Bryant, the little story about him in today's Tribune, there was actually, you got to pick this up and read this. Try to read it online if you're not in the Chicago area listening. There's a long story about, well, it starts off about Jose Abreu, but it's talking about some of the dangers that Cuban baseball players have to go through in order to get to the U.S. to play, and some of the things going on. Really incredible story. I'll just say, just try to read it. I'm not going to go over a lot of the things, but just try to read the story. It's a long story. Really interesting, some of the stuff they have to go through, how dangerous it can actually be. And some of the things, like there was something with Puig where, you know, guys trying to frame him and all kinds of different things going on. So
yeah, Jose Fernandez too had a, you know, where his mother fell off the boat or something like that.
I mean, incredible.
What people do to get the freedom that we may take advantage of here because we live here.
Take for granted. Yeah, it really is something. So read that story if you can. And then another thing going on here at T-Crown this week, I traded it yesterday. We had a big trade day at Triple Crown in Naperville yesterday. But I had picked up last week a Derrick Rose mini autograph from Topps Treasury from his rookie year, which is a tough autograph to get, actually. And I ended up trading it yesterday. But having that in the case at Triple Crown, I'm kind of amazed personally at how down people are on Derrick Rose. And when I was watching Friday night's Bulls 76ers game, Tony Roten is he is a really talented player for the Sixers, but he's wild. What went through my mind is that he's kind of like he plays like he's a fast car in a high speed car chase. He's weaving in and out, firing shots up. If there was a sidewalk to drive on, he'd be driving on it. You know what I mean? Anything, he'll do anything to get his shots off. And then I'm thinking, well, I could compare other players to cars. Okay, I'm comparing Derrick Rose to a sports car. You had Derrick Rose, you had this sports car for 2-3 years. Awesome car. Best car you've ever had in your life. Drives great, smooth and can be. All of a sudden, bam, engine trouble. And it It's in the shop for a year or so. You get it back, it doesn't seem quite right when you get it back. And then, bam, more engine trouble. So now you're getting pretty frustrated. You send it in again, comes back, you get it back again. And now it's running just pretty much like it was before. And you're like, all right. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody rear ends you, okay? You get two flat tires, you get a bumper damage, you get a trunk damage. This has nothing to do with the engine trouble. This is something that could have happened to anybody. Fix it. The first thought is, oh my gosh, this car again. I got to take it into the shop again. But this would have happened to anybody. When he came down on Kyrie's foot, it's a sprained ankle. That happens in basketball all the time. So my point being, if he has engine trouble again, then you got a problem. You got to find a new sports car. But with these, if you get a fender bender or whatever, that happens through the course of basketball. Take care of it and play.
Well, it seems that this black cloud is just kind of following him along, and if he's going to be compared to a car, he's kind of compared to an abandoned car on the side of the road in the snow in Chicago because he continues to get hurt. And, you know,
see, you're missing my comparison.
I know, you're missing my comparison. I get
it
that.
There is no connection to what was going on with the knees.
I know.
Now, if he blows out a knee again, you know, one of the things that are already fixed, okay, I'm with you then, fine. This is not connected. Happens in basketball all the time. Take care of it. Move on. Really, it's a long season, early in the season. Just take care of it. But what you're saying is what it seems like the majority of people are saying. What I'm saying isn't the popular thing right now.
Right.
But I'll tell you what. Like I was telling a couple of guys in Triple Crown, if the Bulls win the title, they're like, yeah, we'll be back here when he gets hurt again. I say, okay, that's fine. You can. But if the Bulls win a championship, then come back here also.
All right.
You know what I mean? Because I'm in Derrick Rose's. Acting like he's a pussy is the most ridiculous thing I've heard. I'd like to see a lot of the people calling him a pussy try to do the workouts he's been doing to try to get his knees back. Who was the guy? There was a guy from the Wizards that was a point guard a few years ago that blew out his knee, a wild point guard. You know who I'm talking about, Bill? And he came back too fast. Oh, who am I thinking of?
No, I'm not picking up.
You know, anyway, you don't want to come back too fast. And you could see when he came back, even at the start of the last year, he wasn't really ready even at that point. I was actually one of the people in the playoffs when everybody was, when they were hurt his first year, I thought he's got to come back. But he really, he couldn't have been ready. So I don't know. I'm in Derrick Rose's camp. If I'm the only one, fine.
Well, I think we all are. We just want to see him healthy, playing, leading the Bulls to the playoffs and a possible championship. He keeps getting hurt.
Right. And hopefully it doesn't happen. The big injuries happen. The minor injuries, they're going to happen. Take care of them and move on. So that's my spiel on that on that one. But I like that comparison, the whole sports car thing. I thought, okay, in my whacked out mind, it made complete sense. So now on Twitter this week, okay, I've been doing more often where if somebody gets something really interesting at T Crown or brings something in, I will actually tweet it. Yesterday, I tweeted, Chris, one of our customers, pulled out of limited football from Panini a quad one-of-one patch that was a quad tag patch, all Jaguars, including Bortles.
Nice.
And I'm like, okay, I figured out now how to do it through the smartphone. You take the picture, you type the stuff in on Twitter, and boom, you put it up right away. I had to redo mine because I typed it in originally, and I said, with Bortles, and Twitter, or whatever, maybe it's a smartphone that corrected it to Bottles. So it said, Jaguars quad patch with Bottles, so I had to delete it and put it in right. But anyway, it was a neat card,
that's funny.
And you got to check your tweets if you're typing something in that way, which I found out. We're already up to the first break here, okay? The number's 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of Upper Deck Series 1 Hobby Hockey to one caller, or if you tweet an item at T Crown Tom, you'll get in the drawing. An ERC delivery will deliver it free of charge right to your door. We're on till late, so hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding in Huggins & Scott's next auction begins December 1st. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24-7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service, 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
There's a fire you get in your belly when you're working on your car. Nothing kills that feeling like a dead battery. Either way, the job's got to get done. Buy any new battery online at advanceautoparts.com and pick it up in store in just 30 minutes. Like a long-lasting Autocraft Gold battery, engineered with power frame technology. Job's done, and you can tackle your next big project. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com now to learn more.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone. Yeah! It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Don't call her Mary, don't call her Joe. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number here is 312-332-3776. We'll try to give you an estimate of what your items might sell for in a current auction. And you can tweet an item at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. I've had a few things tweeted to me during the week. Here's one. Corey from Twitter this morning sent a photo of this one. It's always good to send a photo along with your tweet if you do tweet me an item. Dan Hampton, William Perry the Fridge, Jim McMahon, Mike Singletary, Richard Dent, all signed on a Soldier Field framed photo. That's a nice photo. I think if it's authentic and they're all authenticated, that's probably in the $100 to $150 range. Walter Payton on that one would have really helped the value of that one. Here's another one. Actually, Andy brought this one in a couple of days ago. This is kind of a neat item. Now, here's a question for you guys. Here's a Americana-type question. Andy got a book signed by Bill Bradley, and it was when Bill Bradley was running for president. After his basketball playing career, he wrote a book, and he signed it to Andy. Something like, any homie of Joe's is a homie of mine, because I guess Andy's friend Joe knew Bill Bradley real well, so, and then signed Bill Bradley. Okay, now, I know it's worth less if somebody personalizes it to Andy, for instance. But what about if somebody puts like an inscription on it, like with some additional type information like that? Does that help the value of an item like that at all?
Well, I think it would depend on what the inscription is and who would really, you know, value that unique inscription with a lot of money behind it. It's just depending on what it is, you know, and who is signing it, and actually also when it was signed. I mean, if it was a unique inscription signed by somebody who is dead, you're looking at, yeah, I think much more money.
Yeah, right. So, and so having some like of a catchy phrase probably doesn't hurt it then. Now, and also now, what about famous people who run for president? Have you guys noticed any type of increase in value, even if they don't make it, but they run for a while? Like, well, Bill Bradley's one instance. There's other guys there, but do you notice any like big spike in their collectibles when that happens?
Not a whole lot, Tom, but it depends on you know, who the person actually is. For instance, John Glenn, who didn't run for president, I don't think, but was in political office, because of his astronaut background, you know, gets significant attention. But most of the also-rans, you know, it's for diehard collectors.
Right, not a real big bump to something like that. John Glenn, an interesting thing about that, I think he was the platoon leader for Ted Williams's flight platoon in Korea. Yeah, I read a book about Williams, and I think that's the case. Randy from Wooddale's on the line. What do you have there, Randy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
What's up?
Not a heck of a lot. I got a lot of collectibles that I wish I could talk to you guys longer, but I know you're all busy. I've got a 1992 football set of cards, Series 1, and then that's close. A card of Barry Sanders, running back Lions. This is from 92, and it's still sealed, and it's...
You know, it's probably not worth that much. It's not Barry Sanders' rookie year. Now, if these were low serial numbered type of set, then you might have something, but I'm not sure what that one would have been. Maybe sometime send me a picture of it, or you could, you know, stop by Triple Crown in Naperville with it, and I can get a better idea on that. But that is one thing. I had a customer came in who had collected in the 90s, and a lot of basketball he collected. He came in this week, and he had a couple, a Jordan Golden Touch insert, which at the time wasn't a big deal, but those are worth a few hundred dollars now. And he had a Karl Malone precious metal gem, you know, one of the original ones.
Yep.
So you can find some. It's the hard to get inserts, especially in basketball, that really took off. And serial numbered, especially in basketball, of the big name guys, especially Jordan. Jordan and Kobe really go for a lot of money now from the 90s, especially if they're in really good shape.
And, well, you know, as you know, those precious metal gems, I've had some good luck with those. Some of the even minor stars like Reggie Miller, got some good money for that.
And that's only in the recent retro stuff. Going back to the 90s, they weren't thought of that as that big a deal, but they've really taken off. And now this product where you've gotten them out of has helped bring people back to looking back into those.
Absolutely.
Now, this guy also had a baseball card that's a big deal in top condition. He had Derek Jeter rookies from 1993 SP.
Wow.
And those things, if you get high grades on those, do you see many of those, Bill, where somebody will bring in like a gem mint on a 93 SP Derek Jeter rookie? That's a tough grade.
They're tough to get, like you said, especially that silver foil Jeter card.
Yeah.
To get 10s on that, very tough. 9s are around, 8s and 9s.
Right. And they go for a lot because they are tougher. Anything, if you have a card from the 90s of a big player and if it chips easily or is hard to get a high grade and you can get a high grade, that can end up going for a lot of money. John from Bartlett is on the line. What do you have there, John?
I got a Ryan Sandberg game-used bat and game-worn spikes.
Ooh, nice. Now, how'd you come across those?
I got those during a Cub Care dinner back in the late 80s. They were auction items.
Hmm, so they're from the 80s then. That's good. Earlier.
Right.
Now, guys, how much of a difference in value on a Hall of Famer's game-used items earlier in his career compared to later in his career?
Well, certainly, you get rookie year stuff or close to rookie year stuff, that can command a significant premium. The other thing, too, is if it's signed, John, sometimes their signatures will change drastically throughout their 10, 15, 20-year career. And the early signatures, especially like Cal Ripken and a few of those other guys who, when they first came up, they'd sign a whole lot more letters than you got at the end of their career.
Yeah, no, they're not autographed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just game used, though. That's good right. money for a bat and spikes. I mean, that would be hundreds of dollars. Would you take the two of those together in a Huggins auction or do them separately or not be interested in those?
You could do it either way. You could run them separately. You could run them together. Together, they may be a great lot because you're giving people a whole lot more numbers to bid on them.
Yeah. So that's a great, if you ever do want to auction it, check with Bill at Huggins & Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks, John. I had a guy that, an older gentleman, when was this, maybe a year or so ago, that contacted me at Triple Crown, and he had a great story. He was a softball player, and his roommate roomed with, I think it was Dick Raddatz, who was a former Cub. He pitched for the Cubs at the time, former Red Sox. And he was saying to Dick Raddatz one morning that he was playing a game that weekend. They had a big tournament, and he needed some new spikes. And Dick Raddatz was like, well, what size are you? And he told him, and he goes, oh, I'll see. Let me see if I can pick something up for you. So he comes back. He ended up bringing back Ernie Banks' game
really?
Used
wow.
spikes. Yeah, and the guy wore them some, but then he kept them. And I think he ended up selling them maybe in an auction somewhere. I don't know what he did with them, but I think he did end up selling them. That's
a cool story.
Yeah, you get stories like that very often, Bill, where guys, especially in the olden days where guys were working in the off season. They knew, you know, they'd be staying places to save money. They weren't making much money. Where guys just came up with some game used memorabilia, and at the time they thought it was nothing.
Oh yeah, no. And what you were saying about how sometimes players of big caliber would give some of their game used stuff that was still had some life left in it to a young rookie or somebody coming up, and then you'll see sometimes their name scratched out or their number, and then the new guy's number put in. But if it could be still attributed to the bigger name player, those do bring a lot of money.
Yeah, neat stuff. So if anybody does have any of that laying around the house,
right.
that's good auction material without a doubt. Let's see now on Twitter, T Crown Tom on Twitter. Here's something that just not really from a collectible. Well, this could be collectible's sake. I happened to notice something that Anderson's Bookshop in Naperville was celebrating 50 years in downtown yeah. Naperville.
64. I was just in there last week.
Yeah.
Before I stopped by your shop, I went there and just kind of looked at some
yeah.
of the stuff.
Yeah, it's a neat place.
50 years.
And I had tweeted that I remembered when I was a youngster going to, I think they called it Oswald's Paperback Paradise at the time. And it was just a little place with a bunch of paperbacks above Oswald's Pharmacy. I tweeted that, and they said, they replied to it, that they actually still had that sign from the original
really?
Oswald's.
Ah.
Now, Bill, this might not be in your realm, but for things like that, now like this is a business that's been in the Naperville area since 1875. I mean, it's an old-time family business, but an old sign like that, an original sign from a business along the way that picked up. Can there be value, collectible value to that type of thing?
Well, there sure can. I think it would probably be regional interest, especially people that recall the establishment. But metal signs can bring hundreds to even thousands of dollars for collectors, depending on, you know, and they don't mind some authentic wear on it.
Yeah, that's cool. Because I know I've seen you guys do some, like, posters and things, sports-related ones. I thought, boy, you would think something like that.
Cool.
Some character here, Peter from Twitter, just sends me a picture. What is the value of a Derrick Rose signed full-size tire rim? and he's got a picture of what? Oh, it's a basketball rim. Okay. I thought it was a tire. It's a basketball rim.
That's funny.
Oh,
that's
well, actually, funny. I thought that's what he was doing when he was talking about a tire. He legitimately has a Derrick Rose signed full-size basketball rim where he signed it on that little metal piece attaches to the backcourt.
That's cool. That's funny.
I don't know. Now, okay, Bill, there's one for you. Okay, if it was a rim that was used in some big tournament, that would probably be worth more, right? But what do you think of the value of that one?
I don't know that I've seen a signed basketball rim before.
No, I definitely haven't.
That's funny.
I think that's kind of neat. Now, here, I thought he was being funny, you because I had the car comparison, and he actually had a legitimate item there. That's pretty good.
That maybe should hang in your shop. That would just be a great story.
The basketball rim? Yes. That would be neat, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what I would give him for that one, though. Peter, I don't know what I'd give you on that one. I might trade for it. Looks like a legitimate Derrick Rose signature. I have a Derrick Rose signed baseball from his rookie year, actually, and he just seems like a great guy to me, which is another reason that I'm in his camp. James from South Bend's on the line. What do you have there, James?
I have something. Well, my parents own it. It's a 1985 signed football it's a game ball from the 1985 NFC Championship game where it's signed by every single player and coach on the 85 Bears.
Wow, now that's nice. So you do have Walter and Ditka and Buddy Ryan.
Walter, Ditka, every single player. I mean, you can make them out clear as day. And one of the things that always tickled me as a kid was when my parents got it was, it's a Wilson ball, and Otis Wilson just put Otis on top of where it says Wilson.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, if you were going to sell that, that would still have to be authenticated. But if that's authenticated, I would think, if you really have names, like you think you have well over 30 names on that?
I went through the actual roster. It's all of them.
Wow.
I know it sounds too good to be true, but here's the bad part is my stepfather he decided he was going to try to put lacquer on it to put in poor condition. He did a really stupid thing. He should have got it professionally taken care of. The backstory on it's kind of cool too. The guy who actually got it for us was my mother worked for an eye doctor who supplied the Bears with free sunglasses, and that's why with all those Oakley sunglasses that McMahon and all them used to wear. Dick used to wear, so he was in tight with the Bears, and that's how we ended up getting the football.
Ah, very cool. Now, how bad does it look with the lacquer on it? Because I was originally thinking if I had that in T-Crown, I'd probably ask a couple grand for it with that many names on it. And then let's go to Bill and see what he thinks it might go for if you auction it, and also how much the lacquer hurts.
I would say the lacquer probably hurts a lot. I mean, I have no idea, but it's in poor condition. But you can make out all the signatures.
Wow, that's too bad. What do you think
of
the lacquer hit that ball takes, Bill?
Well, I think the lacquer has soaked up a lot of the value.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, that's too bad because really on a football, you don't even really need to do that.
Do you still talk to your stepfather or,
Not as much.
For a variety of reasons. Not necessarily the football, but that's definitely one of them. It's one of those items that you almost don't want to sell. If it's for a couple grand, I wouldn't sell because I love the Bears so much.
Yeah, and with that, it wouldn't go for that much. So it definitely seems like something. It's a good item to keep. And you got a good story there. The lacquer actually adds to the storytelling. I'm always about a good story. If you're not, if you don't want to get rid of it anyway, it's good. Well, it's time for another short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m., so if you have a question about the value of an item, give us a call. We're on till 8. Hang in there.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
With a recent nude celebrity photo hacking scandal, we can't help noticing whose naked pictures have not been leaked. No Supreme Court justices, no captains of industry, not even a single naughty Nobel Prize winner. Clearly, these very successful people have one thing in common. They store their hot-cha-cha, saucy pants, get-your-freak-on shots on Live Home. Live Home is a 2-terabyte drive that automatically pulls all of your photos and videos from all of your devices, puts them in a single centralized library, and gives you instant secure access to your entire collection from anywhere. So if you're a Nobel Prize winner with 71,400 hot-cha-cha photos on your Live Home, you're a Nobel Prize winner with 71,400 hot-cha-cha photos on your phone, tablet, or laptop, while hardly using any storage. It's a brilliant way to store, organize, and enjoy all the digital photos and videos in your collection, even the Get Your Freak On ones. Discover Live Home today at mylive.com. That's mylyve.com. Now available at amazon.com.
Thermostats. Not exactly the most riveting of topics. But did you know your thermostat controls half of your energy bill? Clunky old thermostats waste huge amounts of energy, and programmable thermostats are about as easy to figure out as your kid's high school trigonometry homework. That's why we made the Nest Learning Thermostat. Just turn it up and turn it down. Within a week, Nest learns your schedule. No programming necessary. Nest also turns itself down when no one's home and connects to your smartphone. Teach the Nest Thermostat your schedule, and it can save you about 20% on your heating and cooling bill. On average, that's about $170 a year. And you don't need to be a trigonometry expert to realize that can really add up. For a limited time, we've partnered with Direct Energy to give you a $249 Nest thermostat at no cost. Visit directenergy.com/nest to learn more. Take control of your energy use and start saving money today. Nest. Welcome to a more thoughtful home.
If your vehicle's headlights seem dim, it could be time to replace them. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a twin pack of Sylvania Silver Star headlights for $24.99 after mail-in rebate. See farther and more clearly with a twin pack of Silver Star headlights at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, give us a call at 312-332-3776. With an item, if you think it might be valuable, we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might go for in a current auction. Or you can tweet me. You can tweet me at TCrowdTom. The comedy's coming out. It's Sunday morning, and there's comedy. Harley wants to know how much a scalpel signed by Derrick Rose would be worth. Okay. Very hearty har Harley. Let's go. Okay, now here's a good one, though, on Twitter. GTHT, I don't know what the name is, but here's something for you guys. His cousin has a glove of Claude Pessoa, former Cub pitcher, from his game his dad went to in 1944, unsigned. Now, that's a pretty cool item. What do you think of that one, guys?
I don't know. I think a lot will depend on condition. It's signed, he says.
Unsigned, but game used. You know, guys didn't like to give up their gloves that often. That's a pretty cool item.
Yeah.
I guess, how do you prove that it's actually a game used glove? That's always a problem.
That's one of the key hurdles you'd have to clear.
Yeah, but man, if you could prove that, you'd probably have to, number one, I guess you'd have to try to match it up to some photos and go from there. All of a sudden, like, everybody woke up, the lines are filled. So let's get right to the lines here. Don't forget, we've got Americana Steve on with Bill Huggins, too, who can answer your Americana questions. Pete from Chicago is on. What's up, Pete?
Hey, what's up? Nice. I was the one who sent you the Derrick Rose signed rim.
Oh, the signed rim. Yeah, I like that. See, I saw the top of it, and I thought you were doing a joke because of my automobile sports car comparison early on. But that's a pretty cool item, Steve, or Pete.
Yeah, I have one more question for you. I have an authenticated signed WrestleMania program signed by the Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan on the cover. What would that be worth?
Now, I would think that's at least $100, don't you think, Bill? With those are two of the bigger names.
Yeah, between $100 and $200,
I'm sure. Very nice, Pete.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Now, Bob from Lincolnwood is on the line. Is this really from, you've got an 1885 item there, Bob?
I do. I had a lot of T206 cars. My kids could care less about them.
Well, we care.
We like them.
We care, Bob. If you ever need a shoulder to cry on, we'll listen to anything you have to say about that stuff.
But the 1885 card I have is a King Kong Kelly card.
Wow. Now, what would that have been from 1885, Bill?
I guess, Bob, you're talking, what, an old judge or a Goodwin? Or...
Well, you know, I
might be a Goodwin Champions, huh?
I seem to remember, look, I wasn't very scientific, but I seem to remember there was about eight or nine of these cards, and like one, another guy on the card was, another guy was Charles Comiskey.
Those are probably N28s. Is it a white-colored card?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking I'd call you. Yes, I think it is a white-colored card.
Yeah, and those are probably N28s. It was a series of 50 cards that came out. And nine of them were baseball players. The other 41 were Annie Oakley and John L. Sullivan and other
players. Yes, that's what it was. That's what it is.
Cool.
But King Kelly, depending on the grade in that card, can be anywhere from $500 as a 1 to probably $50,000 as a 10.
Whoa, Bob!
Wow.
Okay, well, I'll be in later today to sell. It's a 10, I'm sure. You don't have to worry.
I think maybe your kids suddenly are going to become more interested in your old cards, Bob.
I told them so. Well, so you're telling me there's a market for people still care about T206?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Check out, go to HugginsandScott.com and search in their auction history, like T206 or search King Kong Kelly, whatever. But, Bill, now, if he turned that to put in an auction and that was in good shape, you would get it graded almost no matter what for that card, right?
You'd have to get it graded.
Yeah.
You'd have to get it graded.
Yeah.
Enough to authenticate it and, to see if it had been altered or changed in any way. But, yeah, Bob, you get a 6 or 7 or an 8 on that, you're looking at a home run there.
You've got some big stuff for Huggins and Scott Auction if you ever want to get some money there, Bob.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Ralph from St. Charles is on the line. What's up, Ralph?
Yeah, good morning. Listen, I was given about 15 years ago a box about 2 feet by 2 feet full of baseball cards. Oh. It was compartmented off like it was just made especially for that type of item. How does one get anywhere from the 1950s to the low 2000s? How does one ever get that valued?
Well, one of the things you can do is look up online, like you for your older stuff, you could compare to some things that have ended in Huggins and Scott auctions. Or, Bill, would you want him to call you sometime, maybe?
He could call me, or else he could bring it into this famous store in Naperville.
What's your number there, then?
Okay, Triple Crown in Naperville is 630-357-7707. And, you could bring it in maybe usually a Thursday or Friday afternoon is a good time for me to look at stuff like that. And do you know if you have any guy like the Mantles and Ernie Banks?
I don't know. There's so many there. I sorted them out to who made them, like Tops or all that. In years, but I never got far enough to find out who was all there.
Now, how did you get these, Ralph? Somebody donated them?
A friend I used to work with. He used to have a store.
Okay.
And he was going out of business, and he wanted to know if I'd be interested. And I said, yeah, sure. So I inherited them from him.
Oh, well, hopefully you got some biggies in there, Ralph. Do you know how to send pictures on the internet if you want to send a picture of some of them?
No, I don't.
Just stop by Triple Crown, then call me during the week, and we'll set something up to stop by some afternoon.
Yeah, can you give me your address?
Well, go to tcrowntom.com.
I don't have a computer. I got rid of it.
Okay, well, give me a call then, 630-357-7707, and we'll work things out. Okay, Rod from Arlington Heights is on the line. What's new, Rod? How you doing?
It's actually Todd, but what's up, guys?
Oh, Todd, okay.
Superman Todd.
Yeah. Is it Superman Todd?
Yep.
Okay.
I was at an estate sale in town yesterday, and I picked up a 59 Topps signed White Sox team set.
All the cards signed, huh?
Yeah.
How good a condition?
If I had them graded, they'd probably be like a 5 or 6.
Okay. And the autographs are all clean?
Yeah, they're all clean. They're all legible.
So now, if he were to put those in a Huggins and Scott auction, what would you do? Just authenticate the batch as one, Bill?
Yeah, well, the Fox is probably the key one on there.
And yeah.
Then, you know, the other, I don't know, Aparicio and a couple of the other big ones. But most of them would be, we'd probably just get an auction LOA for the group of them.
Yeah, is Ted Kluszewski in the batch? Or he didn't have a 59 Sox card, did he?
No.
Because he got there late. Yeah, that's neat, though. Yeah, by far, Nelson Fox would be. He signed it Nelson Fox, I'm guessing.
That's correct.
Yeah, very good. That's a neat neat batch. Those 59 cards are neat-looking cards also. Jim from Cedar Lake, Indiana. What do you have there, Jim?
I got a 1962 Doug Atkins travel jersey that he personally gave me.
Really? You mean an away jersey?
Yeah, it's an away jersey. My brother was the assistant trainer of the Bears in 61 and 62, and I was the kid that got to hang around in the locker room.
Wow, now that's very cool. Doug Atkins, Hall of Famer, I'm pretty sure, awesome lineman for the Bears. Have you ever seen one or auctioned one of those, Bill?
No, but, I mean, Hall of Famer jerseys from the 60s bring thousands of dollars.
Yeah, so if you do ever think you want to sell it, any of that provenance you have to go with it as far as how you got it and who you knew, you just add as much of that as you can with it? And does it show game use and everything with it?
Well, yeah, it does. Unfortunately, you know, he had a couple of them, obviously, and he would wear one underneath his shoulder pads and one on top, and he cut it short to be cool. You know, not deal with the heat.
Yeah.
And he gave it to me, and you know, I still have it. One of the numbers is Dragon on it. But one of the things they had back then was a little old lady that lived in Chicago, and she hand sewed all the rips and tears. And every Monday, my brother would have to take the jerseys to her house. And she would then fix all the tattered spots.
Yeah, I think all the teams did that at the time. They weren't just, you know, I'll give them 10 new jerseys or whatever. They re-wore those jerseys a lot. Yeah, so that's neat. Well, go ahead, Jim.
The other thing I have is that in 62, Mr. Hallis personally gave me a pewter grizzly bear tie tack. He told me there was only 12 of them ever made, and he did it in front of George Allen. And Ed Rosie called me into his office at Rensselaer, where I was always doing the laundry or blowing up balls, whatever I did.
And what do you think of that one, Bill?
I like the jersey better than the tie tack, for sure.
Yeah.
The tie tack's pretty cool, though. That'd look good on the wall at T-Crown, that's for sure.
Or on your tie when you're wearing it, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I think I
wouldn't use it that much if I'm wearing a tie. I'm not known to wear ties. But no, I like it, though, Jim. That's a neat item. But, yeah, the Doug Atkins jersey, you could auction that anytime. That would be interesting to see how many thousands it actually gets.
Really? I mean, even the shape that it's in, you think?
Well, that in some ways, that
adds to the value of the authenticity of it.
Yeah, it's
kind of
cool. They used to cut down their jerseys a lot. Have you noticed that affecting it adversely, where it hurts the value, Bill?
Yeah. I mean, Jim, if you're interested in selling this, give me a call during the week at the store. The number is real easy. It's 301 608-0355. I'd be happy to discuss that with you, but I really need to see a picture of it or to see the item.
Oh, sure. You know what?
Give you a much better range of what it may sell for.
Yeah, and then if you get on Twitter and you want to tweet me a picture of it, then everybody can see it, Jim. It's cool. But everybody will see it if you put it in a Huggins and Scott auction also. So keep that in mind. All right, thanks for the call. That's a cool one. Okay, now here's Mike from Chicago. Wait, we got some people with some neat items today. What do you have there, Mike?
I have this ball that's been floating around our family for as long as I can remember. I finally have it in my possession. It's supposedly signed by Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, and about like 10 other names that I can't really read.
Okay, so it's kind of like really faded. Is that the deal?
No. I never really paid too much attention to the numbers because what are the probability that I actually have a ball like that in my possession? So I have it up on my, on my mantle. I never really read the numbers. And now, the first time ever hearing your show, I figured I'd give you guys a call and see what it's all about.
Well, send pictures of it if you can, or if you stop by Triple Crown in Naperville, and then if we find out that it legitimately is that, then we can set something up. You contact Bill Huggins and auction it if you want to sell it. You know, they'd have to get the autographs all authenticated, make sure they're not secretarial. If they're all Yankees autographs, that would be good. But, I mean, obviously it would be way better if it's just Babe Ruth by himself on it. What does that do to it, Bill, when it's Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, and a bunch of random guys?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen a ball with Ruth and Mantle.
I don't think I have either.
That would be quite unique. But Mike, if that's something you're interested in selling, give me a call during the week. I'd be happy to discuss this further with you.
Very cool. And then, like I say, if you tweet pictures or email pictures or, stop in with it, we'll try to tell you if it looks legit or not.
All right. Sounds good.
You're pretty sure it really was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I've seen the movie Sandlot.
Okay. And it looks like that, huh?
Yeah.
Now, how did you come up with this ball, Mike?
My grandfather, I guess, supposedly had it for a while, and then he passed away. My dad had it, and then my dad gave it to my brother. I made my brother the godfather of my son, and he gave it to my son.
Okay.
So
it's been quite a few hands, but I like it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you going to want to keep it in the family, or are you thinking of selling it?
I'm not sure. It depends, I guess, on what
Estimate.
It really is, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll do some more research on it and try to help you and let you know what it would sell for.
All right, thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Next on the line is Sean from Palos Park. Time's running short here. Sean, what do you have?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I've got a Bears jacket that I personally had signed by all these individuals. It's got Walter Payton's signature, Ron Rivera, William Perry, and Chris Zorich.
Ooh, you had the Super Bowl guys and then Chris Zorich.
I know, but I met him at a church function and he was there.
Yeah. Now, because of that, Bill, what would you do with it? Would you just stop right now and sell it, or would you just keep getting random Bears because it's already kind of been randomized? What would you do, Bill?
I think B would be your best option. Keep getting more guys on it because you don't really have a theme other than Bears right now, goes.
At least get Bears, though. Don't ever add a Packer to that thing.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, but it would have some value if they're authentic. Anything with Peyton on it has value, and if it's a cool jacket, it's probably at least a couple hundred dollars, I would think. Okay, I don't know if I really want to end with this one. Tom from Elmwood Park, you got to make it fast, Tom. We're almost out of time. Cookie the Clown, seriously?
Well, yes. Yeah,
from Bozo?
Yeah, from Bozo Circus. I'm a licensed barber.
Okay.
I had a barber shop.
Real quick, what is it that he signed?
It's a picture of him as a clown. I've got two pictures.
Okay.
And one's for my daughter and one's for me.
Okay, I don't think Cookie goes for... Try to get Bozo on that one, Tom. Okay, a fitting end to another wacky show. Time to do the drawing, Vince.
The winner this week is going to be Bob from Lincolnwood. Bob, so email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience free of charge. Bob from Lincolnwood.
Boy, the show really rolled quickly there the second half. All of a sudden, the lines lit up. Now, don't forget, we've got the fantasy football show coming up next. Stay tuned. Go to HugginsandScott.com to check out their December auction previews. Americana Steve, thanks for the help this week, and keep writing. And then ERC Delivery, ercdelivery.com. Delivery anywhere in the Chicagoland area. Thanks for listening, everyone.